CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. You can find the text on the RSGB's own website. Good morning, this is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 10th of August 2014. Here are the main news headlines. First 6-metre transatlantic opera decode achieved. FunCube 2 beacon goes live. G14 Yota granted for youngsters on the air in December. At 14:27 on the 21st of July, WD4KPD decoded the first 6-metre band transatlantic opera beacon transmission from Graham G0NBD at a range of 3,664 miles. The transmitting station used opera mode OP1 with the 60-second transmit time preset for the 6-metre band. The aerial was a homemade two-element quad located in the roof space of the house. The FunCube 2 telemetry beacon aboard the UK Tube satellite has been switched on. Transmissions are on 145.915 MHz, plus or minus Doppler shift. If you have a station that will receive the FunCube 1 telemetry transmissions, then it should also be able to hear FunCube 2. FunCube 1 dashboard application for home computers does not yet properly display data from FunCube 2, but it does correctly upload information to this corresponding data warehouse. A revised version of the dashboard software is being prepared by the team. The latest information is at www.amsat-uk.org. December is IARU Region 1 Youngsters on the Air month. This year Ofcom has granted RSGB permission to use special call sign G14YOTA in a similar way to the successful G100 RSGB call. We're therefore looking for 31 clubs and groups to host the YOTA call sign for one day each during December. The only stipulation is that you must put youngsters on the air, either club members operating the club station or local youth groups passing greeting messages and learning about radio. Booking details are still being ironed out, but start thinking now about how your club can get involved. Bookings are likely to be taken from around the end of September. More information will be published later on GB2RS in Radcom and on the RSGB website, and you can follow YOTA on Twitter via @YOTA_UK. The Wireless Institute of Australia has been facing a series of spectrum losses in the 70SEMs 2.3 gigs and most recently 3.4 gigs bands. Their most recent submission to their regulator is now online at www.wia.org.au. There's a whole string following that, but I think you can find it from that main page. The annual UK High Altitude Society meeting will take place on the 16th of August at the University of Greenwich. Some of the topics in the programme are Web SDR, Advanced Super Pressure Balloon Technology and Predictor. The conference attracts those interested in learning about building and flying high-altitude balloons or in tracking their 434 meg signals. Full details, http://ukhas.org.uk. Professor Sir Martin Sweeting, G3YJO, is to take up the position of Chair of Surrey Space Centre. The centre has been steadily expanding its staff and activities, and the new role as Chair will enable him to better help with the strategic research planning and external relations, as well as mentoring staff and students. It was also announced that Professor Aglietti will take on the role of Director of the Centre. Following the advertisement in Radcom for someone to lead the club relay event next year, Dan Trudgeon, M0TGN, has been appointed. Dan is a great enthusiast for amateur radio and has relevant experience of getting events off the ground and getting people enthused. The club relay builds on the success of the RSGB centenary station, G100 RSGB, and will be touring the country throughout the year hosted by local clubs. The RSGB plans to go live with bookings for the call sign around October. The RSGB convention takes place between the 10th and 12th of October and will be held at the Kent's Hill Conference Centre in Milton Keynes. The RSGB has extended the early bird discount until the 1st of September, so there's still time to get a bargain. Go to www.rsgbevents.org to book your place. The programme is almost finished and will be on the RSGB website soon. One of the highlights will be a talk by Bob Alphin, K4UEE, who was a member of the successful 2014 FD5ZM, Amsterdam Island De-Expedition, the sixth most wanted DXCC. Their story is a very interesting one, and many UK stations got a new one for their De-Expedition. The cost of this De-Expedition was almost $500,000. The sea trip across the South Atlantic was dire, and participants put in a lot of their own money. Also confirmed is Mike Richards, G4WNC, who asks, "Is your Raspberry Pi collecting dust?" Mike will show you how to get it doing something useful in the shack and starting working data modes, amongst other things. Free fact sheets will be available at the end of the talk. Thanks to the volunteers from the British Amateur Television Club, videos of the presentations given to the AMSAT UK International Space Colloquium held in Guildford on the 26th and 27th of July are now available to view online or to download. Links to the presentation, videos, slides and the schedule are at tinyurl.com/2014-colloq-video. Now for the details of rallies and events for the coming week. Today, Sunday the 10th, the Flytree Fueling ARS Hamfest takes place at Cobham Sports and Social Club Ground, Merley, near Wimborne in Dorset, BH21 3DA. Gates open 10 a.m. and talks will be S22. There'll be trade stands, a car boot area and refreshments. Details from Tony, G3PFM 07733 157356 after 6 p.m. The Rugby Amateur Transmitting Society annual radio rally will take place at Princethorpe College, Princethorpe Rugby, Charlie Victor 23 9PX on 17th of August. More details from Stephen, G8LYB 01788 578940. Also on the 17th of August, the 2nd South Manchester Radio Club Summer Car Radio Car Boot Sale will be held at Trafford Metrovic's Rugby and Cricket Club, Finneybank Road Sale in Cheshire, M33 6LR. Tables are £10, admission £1, with the gates opening 9:30. Information from John, M6JII 07892 890 902. If you've an rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News or RADCOM and on the RSGB website, please contact radcom at rsgb.org.uk. Now for the news of special events. The Breed Steam Amateur Radio Society will be operating GB4STG in the CHOTA event from St George's Church Breed. HF bands depending on conditions. Operations start 8 a.m, taking half hour break at 9 a.m, whilst the morning worship takes place. Activity will then resume until 5:30 p.m. A special call sign, CF3 Navy, NAVY, will be on the air for the month of August to celebrate 100 years of the submarine service of the Royal Canadian Navy. QSL manager, VE3RCN. DX News Now, KB5 FLA will be on the airstroke PJ7 from St Martin, NA105, until the 12th of August. Activity is holiday style, 40 and 20 metres, using CW and SSB, QSL via home call direct or electronically via logbook of the world or EQSL. DJ8NK signing as DJ0VNK and F6EXV signing as MJ0EXV will be operational from Jersey, EU013, until the 12th of August. Activity will be all bands from 160 to 6 metres, CWSSB, RITI and PSK31. There's the possibility that the duo could turn up on 60 metres as well. Logbooks will be uploaded to Club Log and Logbook of the World, QSL via their home call signs, direct or via the Bureau. ON4BR will be active as D44TLO from the Windward Islands, OC046, between the 16th and 23rd of August. Operations 40 to 10 metres using CW only, QSL home call. Ian, MM0IMC, is planning to activate the Androssen Lighthouse, ILLW reference UK0089, on the 16th and 17th of August for a few hours each day as part of the International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend. This will be a QRP station on 40 metres, weather and band conditions permitting. F50ZV and F5RXL will operate as TK50O from Corsica EU014 until the 15th of August. QSL's F5RXL logs will also be uploaded to Logbook of the World. Now for contest news. For the whole 48 hours of the weekend, 9th to 10th of August, the first of this year's Work Tool Europe DX contests, the CW leg will be filling the HF bands with signals. Europeans work non-Europeans only, using 3.5 to 28 megs bands. The exchange of signal reports and serial number. The fifth 70 megahertz cumulative contest takes place on Sunday the 10th from 1400 to 1600 UTC, using all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. The 432 megs UK activity contest takes place on the 12th of August, 1900 to 2130 UTC, using all modes, the exchange is the usual signal report, serial number and locator. The next day, the 13th, it's the CW leg of the 80 meter club sprint from 1900 to 2000 UTC. The exchange is both call sign, serial number and name. Now for the solar report from the 1st to the 7th of August, compiled on August the 8th by Martin Harrison, G3USF. Solar activity was slightly higher this week. C-class flares were reported daily, and a couple of M-class flares occurred on the 1st. However, there were no Earth-directed coronal mass ejections. The solar flux started the week at 168 and ended 137, averaging 144, compared with 134 the previous week. The 90-day average was stable at 130. The X-ray flux increased from B4.3 to B6.3 with little daily variation. Geomagnetic activity was also high, with unsettled periods on several days. The high point was the 4th, when the AP index rose to 12. The daily average was 7.6 compared to 6.3 in the previous week. Solar wind speeds recorded by the ACE spacecraft were above average for much of the week, thanks to a high-speed coronal stream. Initially, they were 285 kilometres per second, but climbed to 463 on the 4th, remaining above average for the remainder of the period. The increase in geomagnetic levels had little impact on HF propagation, but led to periods of radio aurora at VHF at high latitudes on several days. BZ varied between plus and minus 5 nanoteslas during quiet periods, and plus or minus 9 nanoteslas at more unsettled times. Particle densities were low. Now for the solar forecast. There are currently no signs of change in the broad pattern of recent weeks, though as ever an Earth-directed coronal mass ejection could just surprise us. No great variation is expected in solar flux levels. Flare activity will mainly be low, but isolated M-class flares are possible. Geomagnetic levels should stay low with an AP index mainly in single figures. MUFs at equal latitudes are expected to reach about 24 MHz. Darkness hour lows will be in the vicinity of 14 MHz. Paths to South Africa should have a maximum usable frequency, with a 50% chance of success of 32 megs, but the best working frequency, meaning 90% prospect of a contact, will be more like 24 MHz. The path should be in good shape between 0800 and 1800 UTC. Finally, a reminder that one of the year's major meteor showers, the Perseids, will have been with us since the 26th of July, are scheduled to peak between now and the 13th of August. And that's it from the propagation team for another week, and that's all for this bulletin. Until next week. Until today, I have been reading the local news for the UK Midlands, but I don't believe that this information is still required or being retransmitted over repeaters. So from this week, I shall cease to do so. If, on the other hand, anybody does care to contact me and tell me that they still want the service, then I'll gladly provide it and put it back. Thank you.